Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Nun Ches Chulin 58. And today's Daf Yomi on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rav Huna gives us a teaching called Birya She'ein Bo Etzem Einu Miskayim Shneimasar Chodesh. Any creature which does not have a bone on it can't survive for more than 12 months. And so that's his basic teaching, like a creature, like a worm, he says, can't live for a year. So Amar Rav Papa, Shmami Na, Mid Rav Huna, we see from what Rav Huna taught, Had Amar Shmuel, Kishus Sheitliya Be'ibah, that if there's a cucumber that while it's still on the ground, it became wormy, Asra. Then it's then we say under those circumstances, Asura, it's going to be prohibited. And the reason is because, as the Gemara is going to explain on Daf Samach Zion, that since it says in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 41, Kol Hasharet Sashel Reitz Al Ha'aretz, Sheketzu Lo Ye'achel, that every creeping creature that creeps upon the ground is prohibited to eat, that only applies to creatures that are actually creeping upon the ground. However, if they developed inside the fruit itself and they never crept on the ground, then they're going to be permitted. So Shmuel's teaching that since this cucumber is attached to the ground, when it becomes wormy, then it's like the ground itself. And so therefore, if the cucumber was wormy on the ground, then we're going to say that the creature is going to be prohibited because it's like it crept upon the ground. However, if it's the case that it became wormy only after it was detached from the ground, and if they developed inside the cucumber, but it never actually crept on the ground, then it would be permitted. So we see that's the explanation. But Rashi says, as understood by Tosfos, that the worms, that even though there are such worms which can grow inside the fruits, they're still going to be prohibited as soon as they move. That's how Rashi explains. It's a little bit difficult to understand how this accords with our understanding of science, but that's how some of the Rishonim understand the Gemara. And furthermore, the Gemara gives another example of Hani Tamri Dekada, that they have certain dates and they were in a jug and they were found to be wormy, and we didn't know if they were wormy before or after they were picked. Vasar Tracer Yachar Shata Shayan, that after 12 months of past since they were picked, they're going to be permitted, because we say that since they were made that after it was picked, it was obviously the case that they never crawled on the ground. So these fruits, assuming that they haven't started moving, these worms are going to be permitted in the fruits that were picked more than a year earlier. Then the Gemara, since the Gemara is talking about this idea that an animal without a bone can't live more than a year, the Gemara talks about other creatures that have a limited lifespan. So says Rav, Leis Baka Bar Yoma. There's no such thing as a baka, which is, in this case, it seems to be a gnat, that a gnat can never be more than one day old. The gnat's life expectancy is less than a day. V'leis didva bashata, and there's no such thing as a didva, which is a zavuv, a fly, that can last more than 1 year. You never have a fly that's older than a year. So Amrei Rav Papa Abaye V'Amri Inchi, how can you say that you never have a gnat that's more than a year, when there's an expression, Shev Shani Imra Bakta Mibaka, for 7 years the female gnat kept away from the male gnat, meaning to say she was angry at him for 7 years because she said to him, the Amrulay, because the female gnat said to the male gnat, Chazite Levar Mechoza de Sacha Bemaya, you saw a Mechozin who went swimming in the water, Vesalik Veichrach Besedinin, and you got out and you wrapped himself. And when he got out, when this Mechozin got out from the water and wrapped himself, you immediately Osiva Saleh, you jumped upon him, umatas mine, you sucked his blood, volodatli. She said to him, for 7 years, she didn't want anything to do with him because he didn't tell her that he saw a juicy man swimming and he was able to take a bite out of him. So this proves that the gnat can literally last more than a year. So Amar Leih, so it says the Gemara, ulatameich, and according to your explanation, hada amri inchi, that which people say, shisin mani parzla talule levaka bekor nase, that the gnat carries something that is 60 mana of iron in his hammer, meaning to say the gnat's thing is so sharp, but the formal expression is that the gnat carries something that weighs 60 mana. Now, mi ika, how is that even possible that a little measly gnat can carry something 60 mana? So iu gufe kamehave, he himself, how much does the gnat weigh? So obviously what we're talking about is bimana di dayu, that obviously what we're talking about is according to the gnat's manas, meaning to say that something that is relative to the gnat's weight. He has a sting that is so much stronger than himself, and would be the equivalent of a human being carrying 60 mana in his own hammer, so to speak. Hachinami, and so too, we are saying Bishnei Didayu. So too, when we say that this gnat didn't speak to him for 7 years, what we're really not talking about is that the gnat was female gnat was upset at her husband for 7 years. But really what we're saying is that in the equivalent of a human life, it would be like the spouse, the wife, was upset at her husband for 7 years. So too, this female gnat was very upset at the male gnat, even though we say that there is no such thing as a day old gnat. But we see from here that the Gemara is such a master teacher that is not afraid to bring in the popular expressions, like the idea that a female gnat is mad at the male gnat for 7 years, in order to prove this point and to make a halachic point. This is a masterful way of making sure that we'll never forget this Gemara, that we'll say, how long is a female gnat mad at a male gnat for? 7 years.